Blog Talk Radio.
Kilroy. The share. The U.S. biggest import, entertainment. The U.S. biggest export, entertainment. Sports, music, fashion, it's entertainment. Cell phones, reality shows, and PlayStations. Today, if Rosa Parks was waiting on us, it's sad, she'd still be on the back of the bus.
True.
Instead of you fighting for freedom with me, you'll take to the streets to burn a jersey, discuss an ESPN Hyper Bowl show, where a false king said if he'd stay or go to Miami for brighter lights and a title. So just do it. Stop following false idols.
Yeah.
Ring around the Justice Center, I was there. March against Cleveland Clinic, I was there. Invading Radio 1, I was there. Hold up, where were you? Oh yeah, not there. Discuss, we're too busy to protest while the loss of freedom breathes down our neck. Disgusted in you, hope you follow my line. You can ask for freedom, I'm demanding mine.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why.
Lawman of the land, you should hear my alarming. Armor up when you hear my next warning. The Euclid Corridor, which produced a health line. Brand new project, which will slash a straight line straight through the heart of the inner city, knocking down homes and tearing through buildings. It's called the Opportunity Project. 375 mil the cost to implement. Plowing through Kinsman, Fairfax, Slavic Village, Buckeye, East 55th will be pillaged. Two biggest employers in our city, Cleveland Clinic, oh yeah, and University. They use corridors to get employees to work, even if houses get plowed in the dirt.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
There's a lot of racist clubs down in the flats. Week after week, sad fact, we head back. Even the Russian mob has the nerve to trip. If you don't believe me, check my manuscripts. Before the club could play us out like fools, we packed them Swiss boxers and said, cool.
Yeah.
We need more black-owned clubs like Club Earth. Maybe then we'd envision our self-worth.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Man, I'm just too disgusted to rap.
You know it.
Y'all complain about rude security and high prices, but are probably heading to the flats right now to get your Dougie and Flex on. Disgusting. HJS. Cher. Still rolling.
And welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Chapter 3, Verse 30. Wow, just did get in here. Been very busy today. Extremely busy. We'll get you some information of what some of the things that were done today. We'll just have to bring it to you next week. Anyway, that man is an abbreviation, an acronym, standing for Music, Activism, News. You can definitely reach us here at 646-478-0944. That's 646-478-0944. I'm looking at that 216-703 phone number. I'll get to you shortly. Just let me go through my three disclaimers first. Disclaimer number one, you do get info on this show. So have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones for any and all info that you hear. Number two, when it comes to disclaimers, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Not sure how long, because this is only an hour-long program. but we will take the time to listen. And disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may take the time to see what's on your mind. You know, the Creator has allowed this show to be in existence, and we always wonder what's going on with the listener's mind and mindset as well. It helps out a whole lot. Trust me on that. Top 10 from a Monday to a Monday before I take this phone call. Number 10, going all the way up to the top of number one. All right, debuting, number 10 slot, Mom and Pop Hip Hop. You know, they were at the Glenville Festival Parade with a very, very nice float that had the hip hop words proud on there. That's a beautiful thing in itself. Number 9, debuting, Hardstone. More on why in just a little bit. Number 8, Queen Nana. That track, Black People, people still love that one, and I can see why. Number 7, HJS Music. That standing ovation track used by Sheriff Kilroy at, of course, the Glenville Festival performance. Come on now. Got to give it up for that. Number 6, Emax, The Image. Would have been no Concord single without producer Emax, The Image, especially on the R&B side, on the hook as well. Number 5, Sheriff Kilroy, Glenville Festival, The Parade, Black Man's Army. More on that in just a little while. Number 4, after debuting last week, Beat Effect with DJ Tech Wrecker, of course, from the legendary hip-hop and R&B on the 216 block. Wow, the Scarface album jumps all the way up to number 4. Number 3, Glenville Festival, Red Carpet for the Artists. More on that later. Number 2, Ballhead Fred, Kill George Zimmerman. Of course, that track there was banned on Facebook, on YouTube, but the Hidden Colors was shown last week at Cleveland State University. What's that got to do with Fred? More on that in just a little while. Number 1, Black House Sounds, Glenville Festival performance. The Hip Hop Workshop theme song video will be coming out soon. They had recording sessions with the legendary Mr. Ronnie B, the Unforgiven, as well as Suave Gotti from Hood Famous TV. Man, without further ado, I don't want to leave anybody on the line too long, so I'm going to go first to 216703, and then I'll be coming down to see what's on the mind of 216486. 216703, how you doing out there this evening?
I'm doing well. How we doing today?
Oh, I'm doing excellent, man. I'm doing excellent.
Okay, well, I just want to just say I'm having an excellent time doing this music. And, you know, for one, I'm Joe Legacy, the founder of Black House Sound. You know, recording with Ronnie B, and I'm going to keep it short, it's amazing. That brother is an amazing brother, and I like his conversation and his demeanor. And, you know, him as an artist, but also recording, with Suave. It's like, wow, like I just can't believe it. That guy is lyrically, oh, my God, to be local like that. I just couldn't believe it. So, I've been having an amazing time. And also the Glenville Festival, I remember going there with a negative, thoughts, but it was excellent. It was very excellent. I liked it. And yeah, Black House Sound, you know, we putting in a lot of work, and I'm really trying to be a producer and be an effective one. So yeah, that's all I really have to say.
Man, we're proud of you, brother. And definitely if you hold a line, you might like a couple of things we'll play this evening.
Okay, and I also want to say it's nothing but love to Voice It Radio. Y'all really support local artists and as well as the man in the streets. Of course, that's you, Mr. Porter. Nothing but love to the Black on Black family, Art McCoy and them, and Dollar Rock, the hip-hop workshop, you know, on the DJ side. And I'm just happy. I'm happy to be a part of this loop. So I'm going to keep it pushing.
All right, then. Thank you so much for calling in, as always, man. Black House Sound.
Black House Sound.
You know, as my brother waits on the line, 216-486, I'll come to you real shortly. But since he brought up some things, of course people can call in. Of course, the Blog Talk Radio number is 646-478-0944. But before I get to you, I definitely want to give out that information that, of course, you can use the same phone number of 646-478-0944 for Hood Talk Radio. That's international politics broke down to a local level. That's Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Emacs and the Mindset. They also sneak in music from our artists that you'd hear on a Monday. And then, of course, you can use that 646-478-0944 phone number for Hood Tunes Radio. And that is, of course, on a Friday. That's on a Friday and a Saturday night at 8 p.m. And that's Cleveland Standard Time. That's Music Business 101 with your man Emacs, the Image. And they always say I don't give out enough information. So, of course, Spitboxers. Spitboxers is tomorrow at 3327 West 32nd and Sackett off West 25th at City Break Studio. The MC title, Arson, Written Champ, Kid Fresco, Producers Battle is open. And a special performance from Napo featuring a lady called DJ T-E-K, DJ Tech. Yep, that tech will be in the house. Plus, on August the 19th, it's a special Spitboxers where the Blueprint Barbershop, located at 3327, Unit 2, next door to City Break Studio. The Blueprint Barbershop will have a community cookout starting at 3 p.m., so come hang out at the Blueprint until Spitboxers, which starts at 8 p.m. So, you know, I just wanted to throw those things out there real quick. Now, I can see what's going on with the patient phone caller at 216-486. You're on live. How are you this evening?
I am doing fine, Mr. Porter. And I'm calling because I'm concerned about our water, since I've heard so much about Toledo's water as well as others. And I'm just a little afraid. But then once you think about that, then doggone it, stop, frisk, and do whatever. You know, so I'm concerned about a lot of things, and I know, sir, that you'll probably get into it tonight. Thank you so much for the information.
You're more than welcome. Thank you. I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what. I know that I have to deal with the stop and frisk story. That's where I came from this evening. So I have to tabulate my notes more. But, boy, I was at a meeting where Zach Reed was basically shut down, shouted down, halted to a stop, and it was by Cleveland's NAACP. Oh, I'll definitely deal with that part more next week, but I'll tell you what I'll get into. Ooh, the toxins, because that's what it was. The toxins that contaminated the drinking water supply of 400,000 people in Toledo, Ohio. Wow, 100,000 more would have been like half a million. Close enough, though. 400,000 people in Toledo, Ohio. It didn't just suddenly appear, as water plant operators have worried about boiling numbers of algae blooms, and it turned the water into pea soup colors in recent summers, leaving behind toxins that could sicken people and kill pets. Now, problems have been building on the shallowest of the five Great Lakes because of farm runoff and sewage treatment plants. Now, people are still discussing pollutants filling the lakes that supplies drinking water for 11 million people. Now, Toledo Mayor D. Michael Collins is glad that people woke up to the facts that this is unacceptable during a time of high toxin concern. Health officials advise children and those with weak immune systems not to shower for those days or bathe, and drinking the water could cause vomiting, rashes, and cramps. Now, the Ohio National Guard used water purification systems to produce drinking water that was delivered to the Toledo citizens by the truckload. Now, some hospitals sent surgical equipment that needed sterilization to facilities outside the emergencies area. A satellite image still shows, now this is what they don't really put out there, but a satellite image is still showing that although water has been cleared to drink, a small but concentrated algae bloom is now centered where Toledo draws its water supply. Instead of being pushed to the middle of the lake, winds and waves drove the algae back to the shore. Now, the first time a city banned residents from using water because of toxins from lake algae, almost a year ago, as a township just east of Toledo told 2,000 residents, don't drink tap water. Now, many say algae's resurgence is due to manure and chemical fertilizer from farms, along with sewage treatment plants. Now, that's what's so bad is, in other words, don't take the Creator's large, valuable resource for granted. That's right. You know, God, Allah, however you choose to deem, because of man's disrespect between buying pop, cigarettes, Doritos, I don't care if it's EBT or cash, man in the streets is definitely putting out here. Please, since man has disrespected that valuable resource, and take some of that cigarette, Blackhead Mile, Kush money, whatever it is, pop, going out to eat, use your EBT, use your cash, stock up on cases of water, bottled water. There's plenty of cheap bottled water, but you should at least feel free to stock up on it. You got family, loved ones, seniors, start stocking up and helping them do that JIC just in case, because Toledo is really right around the corner from us. Before we do anything else, I'm going to get off into at least something like a nice story, if I can, give some of that information. Let people know something. That's why I ask people, have something to write down. This Saturday is August the 16th, so from noon to 7:05 p.m., the Lavelle Thomas Foundation, Nothing But Love Productions at Forest Hill Park in East Cleveland, featuring Down Solid Entertainment on the Wheels, KYYM Kim, the Brown Report Newspaper, of course, Black House Sounds, Suave Gotti, Serene from Akron Canton, 108 Vision, Sister Yolanda. The I Love You is dedicated to victims of violence and family members for a free family concert to uplift and bring unity in the neighborhood, with other artists still being added. And that's this coming Saturday. So with that note, I'll tell you what. This goes along with the next story I'm about to read. And this brother did something to bring some families together. One of my favorite songs anyway. Had a lot to say. KGZ from Ballhead Fred.
Throw my hoodie on for this. Yeah. BHP. Check it. Yeah.
It's time to kill Whitey, the rape for his own. Let's go and find Zimmerman where the hoodie gone. This is hardcore rap, nigga, this ain't soft. Creepy ass cracker, need his fucking hair blowed off. He's a thug, that's the white media told ya. But little Trace is a young black soldier. White power government trying to get rid of us. They keep on profiling us because they scared of us. They keep on testing us. They catch us while we ain't looking. He shot Trayvon, he couldn't take our ass whooping. He took a stand. Zimmerman ain't no fucking man. Talking about he ain't no cracker, he's a Mexican. Damn, I can't take it anymore. Get you black in this country, nigga, you're at war. Let's settle the score. We need a black military. If he violent to these pecker woods, we got him real scary. Fear of a black planet, they just a bunch of fags. They can burn a cross, but I'll burn your flag. Dang, yo, let's put the pressure on them. If you see that motherfucker, do a drive-by on them. Yeah, black. Yeah. You Uncle Tom niggas, I'ma smack you backwards. America is ran by nigga hating crackers. That fucking beast, we ain't trying to get rid of it. The white devil out here motherfucking kicking it. Now put a dick in it, pussy nigga, what the fuck? Your shed the enemy's blood and screaming more murder on Zimmerman like bone thugs. Yo, when the ball, when nigga, I'ma squash it. These coon niggas agreeing with the verdict, now let's stop it. I'ma drop it like science, I'ma tell the truth. I put the message out there to the black youth. I wanna shoot Mr. George when I see him. When the infrared beam him, and you're gonna have to clean him. Wouldn't wanna be him. Nigga pass a shovel, niggas killing each other, but they ain't trying to kill that fucking devil. Yeah.
Music, activism, and news. To those who are online at the 646-478-0944 phone number, you can call in, take the time to get off the computer, voice your thoughts, we'll appreciate it. You know, in the next 2 weeks, we will even have a couple of tickets to give out to an upcoming event that's happening. Wins and wins will be discussed. Hey, I'm just thankful that somebody wanted to sponsor a part and give something away, so that's a blessing. One of the reasons why I played that song is because, well, to say that the Cleveland State University, and this was a blessing, the Cleveland State University Black Studies Department and Black on Black Crime Incorporated would like to thank Osage, Big Stone the Butcher, the BMA members, which is Black Man's Army members, and, of course, the Hip Hop Workshops MC Dare, Hood Famous TV, and others who came down to Cleveland State University to watch the Cleveland premiere of Hidden Colors 3, where Fred, a.k.a. Baldhead Fred, was Professor Fred that night. He led a radical discussion on the movie, and all those who attended left with copies of Volume 1 through Volume 3 of Hidden Colors, which was beautiful. Now, some of what the movie discussed is a paid agent are those who are paid to always disrupt meetings, especially when something conscious is going on. And then, of course, the whole world, not a section, but the whole world benefited from Africans being enslaved, black slavery. The whole world benefited. And, of course, a $7 billion women's hair industry weaves everything, but black women haven't gotten together to buy stores that sell hair products. Think about that. They haven't gotten together to buy stores, pool resources, get into that. That's very interesting. And that the black women buy the most of those. And, of course, Latinos, now they stayed out of the civil rights movement as a whole, but once blacks were successful, they started to holler minority rights. And, of course, when President Barack Obama ran for the president. Now, remember something. The president, Barack Obama, he ran for the presidency. When he ran, Eva Longoria raised millions on behalf of a Latino agenda. And the gay agenda raised millions. But blacks had no agenda. They acted like they had no agenda. And really, you can't complain that we haven't gotten a whole lot, quote unquote, out of the deal. Now, with that being said, it was a radical discussion. I appreciate that. There will be a film showing on September 20th. There'll be more on that as the time gets closer. Now, I do want to let people know, since I want to get into announcement phase, 1899 address. What's going on there? Let's see. August 23rd, the Hip Hop Workshop. That's right, 1899 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland State University, main classroom building, large room 136, right on the intersection of East 22nd. That large building is in between East 22nd and Euclid, goes all the way back to Chester. You enter in there, and you go to large room 136, and it's from 1:45 p.m. to 6 p.m., where Black on Black Crime Incorporated's hip-hop workshop theme song, the music video, will be shown on the big screen. So feel free to bring your radio edits, come join us, perform, all that type of stuff, from music, dance, instrumentation, hip-hop, rap, freestyle. Come join us. And then, have to take that dramatic pause so you can write down the next bit of information, which is cool. And you think I'm, like, lying when I say I'm giving information that you might want to take down? Because on August 23rd, 9 p.m., Mom and Pop Hip Hop presents the End of Summer Jam. And that goes from 9 p.m. until 2 a.m. at the Symposium Nightclub, 11794 Detroit Avenue, Lakewood, Ohio. $10 for, of course, 21 and older. $13 for under 21. If I'm not mistaken, I saw names like Tenoy Vision on that bill, KYYM on that bill, Black House Sounds on that bill. I think I should go there just to sit back and enjoy a nice show. So I want to let people know that. You know, I've been mentioning Black House Sounds quite a bit, which is a good thing. So before I say anything else about Black House Sounds, I do want to let people know, should they choose. More information, the Art McCoy Radio Show airs on Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERE, 1490 AM. That's newstalkcleveland.com. I had to let you all know about that, because if I didn't do that part, you all might say, well, what's going on Sundays? Anything? Well, yes, it is. The Art McCoy Radio Show is on Sundays. And before I play this next track, since I want to stay on the water theme for just a little bit, I would like to say that Detroit, Michigan, which is already troubled, I know you're probably saying, I didn't hear about any toxic water. Well, it wasn't toxic water. It's the sewage department and the city department and the mayor were pretty much toxic. You see, they're still facing criticism for shutting off water to those who owed as little as $150. Now, earlier this year, the city's water and sewage department began an aggressive campaign to collect more than $90 million from more than 90,000 delinquent accounts. Now, unfortunately, with the water department, they didn't take into consideration that it was a brutal winter. It was a brutal winter in D-Town, and not only were residents forced to focus on heating and gas bills, and the delinquency became so high that the water department, filling frozen pipes, they still provided service to customers with past due amounts. Now, we would say maybe a month ago, the city threatened to cut off 3,000 customers per week. Okay, now, it was 3,000 customers per week. Now, you had 30 protesters gathered on a Friday about a month ago, and they blocked the facility entrance used by contractors who were shutting off water. Now, some were arrested. Meanwhile, in downtown Detroit, 1,000. Now, this is interesting, not what we're used to seeing in Cleveland, a couple of hundred here and there. 1,000 banner and flag-carrying marchers shouted slogans blaming Wall Street bankers and predatory lenders for causing poverty that left thousands facing water shutoffs. Some blamed Michigan Governor Rick Snyder and the Water Department for denying water to the poor. Now, this is a Cleveland connection because Michelle Mahone of Cleveland is a registered nurse and field organizer for the National Nurses United Union, which organized the downtown march in, of course, Detroit. And she said, as nurses, it's their duty to act when there's danger in the community. Now, the judge here in the city's bankruptcy case, by the name of Judge Stephen Rhodes, said the shutoff program created a lot of anger in the city and a lot of hardship and bad publicity. The city doesn't need publicity, is what the judge said. Now, while others feel you should pay your bills, there are many who ask, if customers owe hundreds, then why not go after businesses who owe thousands first? P.S. What happened to the Michigan casino money? I'm just like, the Toledo incident. It's a shame that man has figured out, again, how to ruin one of God's greatest gifts, a.k.a. H2O, water. Man, I tell you what, I need to, like, come down a little bit off of this. So I think it's time to play something. But it was, like, major requested. The group's doing a whole lot. I'm not even done talking about what all the group's done. I'm going to put on some Black House Sounds.
My life will come first. Then life converts, then your life converts. A lot of tragedies, I can't put it in words. Blood money, your money, it all transfers. So tell me what's so difficult to get an answer. So tell me what's so difficult to get an answer. Everything is on me, so I had to man up. Everything is on me, so I had to man up. I ain't guilty, y'all.
I can never be defeated, I can never find a way. I had to man up, I had to man up. I can never be defeated, I can never fight the way. I had to man up, man up. Homeless a few times from the bottom to the top. I was just dropping hard to grind. That's when people rob and steal and kill themselves all the time. These Americans get shot up, homicide. He was trying to get the dough and she was trying to live a lie. You won't be your soul cause you can't hide behind lies. Sick of being rapped and punished by God. Well, that's the system taking over against all eyes. Did you think this a game show? Get a door prize. Family realize it ain't never a true God if it ain't about God. Silent never follow the herd and celebrate your mind. Even if you fail, true liberty, it takes time.
Yeah, I was underground game. I love bustin' freestyle when the beat is hitting, but this ain't no freestyle, so my rhyme is written. It ain't no controversy on the rhyme that I'm spitting. It ain't no royalties on the money that I'm getting. You know it's hip-hop when you got dollar rocks. Squab in the spirit, I give y'all mad props. Hip-hop workshop, keep it in your area. We got that new stuff, take it through the burial ground, because we represent the underground. Local hip-hop in the 216 clown. Give a shout to the sheriff, he's my main promoter. My dog kept it real at the bottom line. His name is El Porter, bulletproof. Just like my dog, his name is Five Eight. Call on DJ Dollar Rock to rock the party. Always underground game, that's my main claim to fame. Hip-hop workshop, always on the main. Yeah, what's up, this is AUG, always underground game. Check out the new CD coming out. Underground Lovers of Game coming very soon. Yo, yo, yo. Much love to my dog, Jerry. United North, Five Guys, DJ Dollar Rock, spinning it up. Yeah. Hip Hop Workshop, Volume 1, Mixed CD, Freestyle. Yeah.
And, of course, welcome back to Man in the Streets, Music, Activism, and News, Chapter 3, Verse 30. Wow, the year is going fast. And, of course, for people using that number of 646-478-0944, I want to give a special shout-out, a special, did you have the nerve to call my regular phone while I'm doing the radio show? Shout-out goes out to Pete, but I think I know why he's calling. He's probably calling because I neglected to mention that SOTC Radio with, of course, DJ Cameo, my man Pete Paragon, the conceptualist. Ooh, big word. Anyway, WCSB.org, tonight, 1 a.m., 89.3 FM, Cleveland Standard Time, and you never know who you just might hear on that show. I might mosey on through there. That's 89.3 FM, Cleveland Standard Time, WCSB.org. I think I will mosey on through there. All they can do is throw me back out. And, of course, you can check out 216 Radio on WCSB.org, which airs on Saturdays, midnight, 89.3 FM. That's Cleveland Standard Time. I do believe that tonight they plan on doing something special at 11 p.m. Very nice underground sound coming from them. Also, I want to point out, see, that's why you should always be willing and ready to take down information. We do our best to provide it. There's also that voiceitradio.com, which airs on Thursdays, 3 to 4 p.m., the Black on Black Crime Incorporated hip-hop workshop radio show. And, you know, I always like to look out here when people say, hey, I'm brave enough, I want to call in, say what's on my mind. I always appreciate that because without you doing that, that would make it like a real boring evening. So as I look out to 216-856, that's a 216-856. What's going on in your world this evening? 216-856. And I take probably
Hello?
Just one to listen. Yes, go right ahead.
This Al Porter?
This is Al Porter.
What's up, brother? This is Nameless. How you doing, man?
Man. Oh, wow, I am doing excellent. As a matter of fact, if I could go back to an announcement that I made, and then I'll give you a couple of minutes to say whatever you'd like to say, that, of course, August the 23rd, 1:45 p.m. to 6 p.m., the Black-on-Black Crime Hip-Hop Workshop Radio, I mean the Black-on-Black Crime Incorporated Hip-Hop Workshop, the workshop will be held on August the 23rd, 1899 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland State University's main classroom building. Been doing this for 10 years, and the hip-hop workshop theme song will be shown on the big screen. And I happen to hear that a gentleman by the name of Nameless will be in the house. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm 100%. I've been kind of laying low for a little while, man, doing some just getting back to the drawing board. Anytime, you know, I've stepped out, I've felt like there was something wrong. And, you know, those who know me, you know, I'm wildly schizophrenic. So it's always a problem. And, I deal
right.
with it. But, you know, at the same time now, it becomes part of my responsibility for how I step out. I haven't felt like I fit the mold of hip hop. But at the same time, I'm an artist. So it's like, well, where do I fit in? Because it's not real. My road doesn't really line up with anybody else's that's passed through those doors or even in, through the industry at all. I've had to find that serenity within myself. And, the fact is I've got some awesome music. And, you know, whether I can jump on stage and battle myself into history or not, that's never going to pay the bills. You know, so I had to get to the point where I'm not out for street credit. I'm out to make a difference. I'm out to put a message out there. And on August 23rd, I have a couple of things that I want to do and really just crack the ice. I'm not going to bring my best work out. I know that sounds unorthodox, but in my case, I think this might work. And at the same time, one of the things that I plan on doing is something that the hip-hop world and the rap world has – it's never been done before. And I know that that's a big statement, but I've never seen it. So I can't really say that it's been done. So,
Okay. So in other words, everybody should be there at the hip-hop workshop and do your best to get on the first 2 to 3 rows, because I know that's where I'll be anyway. But definitely feel free to join me, because we're about to see something that definitely has never been seen, but it's definitely need it when you bring something different to the table. Continue, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. I think my biggest struggle on stage has been, translating the raw emotion from when, from where these songs were written, the core of where they came from, translating that
right.
into the audience. I don't want to be so finite to say this, but I don't know where it comes from, but there's always been this little bit of stage fright in the sense of, are they going to feel it? And, at this point, I don't care.
Right.
If you don't like it, at this point, I've got myself a motorhome and, I'm traveling around and I'm doing what I've got to do. And, I don't care who likes me and who doesn't. There's 300 million people in America. Somebody's going
right.
to like me. And as bad as the hip hop industry is suffering, it's only a matter of time if I'm willing to put forth the consistent effort. So, I mean, I'm feeling pretty good about where I am, just being honest with you.
Good. Man, you always were one of those out front people. As a matter of fact, from walking in the parade to being there as the hip-hop workshop bounced around from one place to another before we were, quote-unquote, consistent, you've been there. So you have, if there's any contact information you want to put out there, or if there's another minute or two, anything you'd like to get off your chest, man, the floor is yours, brother. You earned it.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, I'm sure I'll throw out a promotion or two while I'm at the workshop. But Nameless is my stage name. But I mean, my name is Greg Roshetko. That's Greg, and then Roshetko is Roshetko. And I mean, I can be found on Facebook, and I'm always plugging away at putting quotes and things like that out there. I'm doing a lot of writing. And actually, I'm not a one-trick pony, man. I'm an artist all the way around. I may not be a great battler. I may not be one of the most world-class freestylers, but I'm a cold writer. And, I mean, I take
yes.
that transcends music. I'm actually working in with selling e-books. I mean, they're $2.99 a piece. I'm not comfortable with putting them through just yet, but I own a self-publishing company. So,
okay.
there's a lot of things that have been moving forward, and I've just felt like the time I'm past due for the music. To tell you the truth, the music, not using the music the way I feel I should, has been haunting the hell out of me. And, it has for a long time. But at the same time, after all the digging that I've done, it's always been a stop-and-go process. Do I really want to exist in this music world? Because there's so much hate and there's so many problems. And, I can publicly speak, too. you know, I can write all on, across every forum. I can write novels from romance to murder and mystery, all across the spectrum. I can do it. You know, so that I can do things that, at least from the evidence I've seen, the hip hop world that I would make my breakthrough in doesn't do, or is incapable of, or is not. They don't excel as much. So I think that it's time to get some stuff on the radio. I mean, I've got some songs that are just absolutely amazing. Not this upcoming hip hop workshop on the 23rd. Now I do have some amazing work for that, but the following workshop, I have this song that I really want to get out on the radio. It's called Not Just a Martyr, and I mean, oh my gosh, it's just
wow.
It raises the hair on my own neck. So I mean, I'm really excited about that one more than this one. But you know, I've got to tap into this and just. I kind of want people to underestimate me a little bit. So knowing the people that have seen me before, anybody that's seen me at all in public has seen me fall. So instead of me coming out ice cold like people would expect, I'm coming out ice cold in a different manner and bringing out two different forms of hip hop, one of which has never been seen. And, you know, so I'm really excited to see how it shakes out. And, you know, as long as I can keep my schizophrenia under control, you know, I don't think we'll have any problems at all.
Appreciate that. And again, on Facebook, how can we reach you?
It's Greg Rochetko. That's R-O-S as in Steve, H-E-T as in Tom, K-O. I don't put it out in public, so you have to like send a friend request. I mean, I probably should. I had it out there for a while, and then I started getting some flack from some haters, and it was just kind of like, well, apples to oranges, you know, these haters have my same bloodline. I'm like, I can't believe my family hates me so much. I mean, yeah, wait till you get into my story a little bit. I mean, it goes beyond Hurricane Katrina relief, man. I was there for 9/11 too. You know,
I remember that too. And you went down there and you represented humanity and hip hop both on both times. And I appreciate what you've done out there, my brother. So thank you for calling in this evening.
All right, man, no problem. I'll see you on the 23rd, brother.
Yes, sir, brother. That is, of course, the man that they call Nameless, who will remain nameless for not too much longer because the real deal on that. I want to just put out here before I do anything else, let people know that they can, should they choose, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings are every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., 14715, Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, the storefront. And that's, of course, at 14715 Euclid Avenue. And I also want to put out there, while I'm looking at this, the Who Has the Power radio show, which airs on Blog Talk Radio's Mondays at 7:30 p.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time. That is, of course, 914-338-0665 on that one. And before I do anything else, I think I'm going to give, like, one of those nice fun songs, but before I do that, I just want to let people know Glenville Festival Parade is where the Black Man's Army Mobile Consciousness Union, the Mobile Consciousness Unit, made its debut, playing speeches from, of course, the Honorable Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X, while using its sound system. Now, while using a microphone to deliver info to raise a nation, and of course, Black on Black Crime Incorporated members, they rode in a smaller vehicle behind the bus, and shout out to Mom and Pop Hip Hop, and Just My Opinion, who represented hip hop in the parade, and of course, you can check, shameless plug, the Facebook page of Alfred Porter, Jr., period, that's Junior. Special shout out to, of course, Black on Black Crime Inc. Hip Hop Workshop members, Antoine, Jameel, MC Derek, who passed out BMA flyers to all the spectators on the route. And, of course, the bad thing is that the red, black, and green flags that we had while marching in front of the bus was definitely overlooked. It's sad that flags that represents a strong statement of our people was put at, like, number 50 in line behind McDonald's. But every last politician, of course, on the ticket almost, mostly Democratic ticket, a few Republicans, were pushed way ahead. And it's a shame that, of course, Councilman Jeff Johnson, Mike Polensic, and Kevin Conwell didn't feel that the neighborhood pride, black pride, should be pushed like that, considering that our area is suffering from so much violence across the board. But that's enough about the parades. Due to the last phone caller, my man Nameless, I'm going to take the time to play, like, a nice song from, of course, the legend by the name of Beta Fick. He jumped up in a big way the past week. This is a nice record that I think people will appreciate. Definitely call tonight.
But didn't see her. She kept bread in her purse. Stayed in the club, played in the club. I'd have made my choice. Girls in diamonds, I make you moist. Boys in hummus, I make you wait. Beat by the bar, that's my car. Got 15s at the trunk. Rims keep spinning. Girls be grinning. Custom fitted Cartier linen. This, that night, I take your women. Two things of a throne. You get drunk, I take you home. Get too drunk, I make you moan. Wake next home, get your bone.
That we can't deny, the only thing I got a girl in you, you got a guy, but when you feel something like this, you really ain't scared to take that risk. So what mode do you wanna go to? Girl, I ain't gonna talk you to death, I'ma show you what I'm capable of. When we be making the love, got my joint so hard, I be breaking the glove. So I suggest that we get undressed, do what you grown up to best. Put you in a quick position, come with your boy on a creeping mission. But this love got me about to buck. I can wake up tomorrow and deal with the trust that I violated. Cause I know I wasn't right, but that really don't matter tonight.
Girl, I know we just friends, and me and your brother, we businessmen. And it's just supposed to be a quick eat and drink, but the skin got me wide open and ready to creep. So where can we begin? Oh, close to style, not too far. Maybe a one-tank trip, get a room, find a bar, and party like a Mardi Gras. Role-playing from the time that we hit 480.
Yeah.
Just dipping out the city limits. I know you got a man to love you forever. I'm just trying to get my hot minute all night, whatever. So no strings attached, just fun and pleasure. If you down with that, whatever come to mind, that's fine. The pound down special of the all night grind with 69 ways to play. Only for you, cause I've been waiting on this since back in the day.
Nice in the night, you and I should do it.
Where's the disco ball and the Soul Train dance line and all of that? I'll even take a little bit of American Bandstand. Anyway, that was Beat Effect doing something that was uniquely needed right now. Tonight, as a matter of fact, talking about different things that happened, I want to point out real quick, information time, should you choose, Mondays, 2 a.m., Mondays, which happened a few hours ago, the Butters on WRUW.org, 91.1 FM, that's Cleveland Standard Time. And if you're looking to listen to something else different, on a Sunday, on the 1 at 8 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, also on WRUW.org. 91.1 FM, dealing with jazz, funk, rare grooves. And also, you can always Facebook Miss Contagious, Blog Talk Board and Wrestlers Radio. She's always showing love for different areas throughout, including the Cleveland area. How about I leave off with this? The Glenville Festival itself was a great experience, as myself and BMA, Black Man's Army, took the stage with backup from Black House Sounds and dance steps from Hip Hop Workshop's MC Dare. That cat's all over the place. Now, as I performed Concord and Standing Ovation, there were other great performers. And although with the power loss on another stage, it forced some performers over to the East 88th Street stage, which forced performers such as myself and a few other performers to be pushed back like an hour or so minutes. But the good thing is you have to have a strong message. And when you have a strong message or strong ideas, and I appreciate Nameless for calling in earlier, because when you know what you're doing, you know how to continue on and set that example no matter what. Because a festival generates free promotions. So with that being said, it was an honor to have one of my favorites of all time, Kevin Chilhurd. Yes, that name is synonymous with what he does for the Call and Post newspaper. But he's also known as the legendary MC Chill. And also, he got a chance to take in a performance. The Lisa of Q Media, Big Stone the Butcher, Miss Moon with an E, definitely gave props on the performance before I got a chance to walk the red carpet. Now, it's a shame that there were some artists that they haven't realized that if they aren't on the level of Kinsman, Daz Band, or 71 North, well, notice, I only did like an 11-minute performance. But if you're not well-known, then there's no way in hell you should be doing a 20-minute set. You know, 15 minutes can sometimes be too long. Now, I was planning to do a 5-minute set. I was told I could do a 10-minute set, but I was later offered more time but refused because there's nothing worse than torturing a crowd that doesn't know you with a bunch of songs they never heard. You have to have something else going for you to, like, punch home to them. Now, also remember, if you're chosen for a festival performance, it's because you passed the criteria to be clean, i.e. outdoor family atmosphere. So by the time, go by your time limit. It's embarrassing to have what happened when Councilman Jeff Johnson, love him or not, to snatch a mic from an artist who may be vulgar or exceeding their time limit. And the bad news is two young men were shot in the leg. And although the media said it wasn't in the festival, the truth is it was smack dab in the middle of the festival. The shooting took place past the East 88th Street stage, the Circle stage, past 30 vendors, and a few feet away from the children's stage. So further down was the boxing ring and the main stage. Now, I'm no expert map maker, but it will appear that the shooting happened on the inside of the festival, which is why hundreds ran from inside to the streets of St. Clair. Now, artists were picked to perform at Spitbox's Freestyle Exam University because of their Glenville performance. We'll get into why Renegade, Mitri, Miss Moon, Hardstone. But I just want to say I'm glad they didn't stop the festival because a few fools acted a fool. So with that being said, let's play something to go out on. You may enjoy this. Everybody stay safe. Thank you and be blessed.
Yo, what's up, man? We back again?
Stay spring, leave in the beginning. When the boy was born, like all warriors, he was infected. If he was puny or weak, he would have been discarded. From the time he could stand, he was baptized in the fires of combat. Never to retreat, never surrender.
never to retreat, never surrender.
Yeah, since I was a baby, I was bred since birth. Terminator, the battle rappers walking their surf. I'm a battle 300 MCs this evening, and I promise one morning you leave. Steel Condom, Mortal Kombat. I got arsenals and weaponry. Megatron, it'd be a fool to ever step to me. The first thought he was sweet. Decapitated his arms when he stepped to the beat. Battle rappers numbers 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. What's next? Same ending result. Decapitated by being the Fed. See, I was bred to get bred. 24 rappers in with a punchline. I cut off all but their heads. I'm king of the battle MCs. Made 77 rappers drop to their knees. Did 133 bloodthirsty MCs. What's next? Then the Jet Li resurrected out the 300 MCs in a fight to the death. I spit it till there's no one left. Me versus 300 MCs in the fight to the core. I spit till I can't battle no more. Me versus 300 MCs in the battle of wit. Let's battle in the dinosaur pit. Me versus 300 MCs in the fight to be king. I battle 300 MCs. 300 MCs, the best 60 left, and I'm blazing to death. Who next? Get a wannabe Gucci and a wannabe Drake. Freestyle under this battle when you made your mistake. Oh, battery acid and 10 rappers P-holes. And another 10 I placed it in their booty holes. Hoes, I rap shattering rings around Jay-Z, 50 again, Lil Wayne. Take Nicki Minaj style over the train on them with the resistance. When you witness the realest, you understand why there be few fibbers. So real that it's surreal. Rap wizard and jest left the land in a trail. Unjustly the best, you wouldn't guess what could happen while rapping. For instance, having the crowd that's clapping to get the clapping next. Plus, hold your applause. I channel every rap lord. Can I bust the 300 MCs in the fight to the death? I spit it till there's no one left. Me versus 300 MCs in the fight to the core. I spit till I can't battle no more. Me versus 300 MCs in the battle of wit.
Yeah,
let's
yeah,
battle with
yeah,
a dinosaur yeah, pit. Me
I'm
versus 300 MCs in the fight to be king.
I'm starting.
I battle 300
I'm starting.
MCs.
I'm
300 MCs in the fight to the death. I spit it till there's no one left. Me versus
300
MCs in the fight to the core. I spit till I can't battle no more. Me versus
300
MCs in the battle of wits. Let's battle in a dinosaur pit. Me versus
300
MCs in the fight to be king. I battle 300 MCs.
300.